Hey, it's Nishant, and welcome to Higher IQ. Hey everyone, it is Thursday, July 16th. So this one is not an immediately relevant story, but on Tuesday, the House passed the Sunshine Protection Act with 308 votes for and 117 votes against, which would make the daylight savings time permanent and end the twice-a-year clock change that every American complains about, but nobody has managed to stop for over 100 years. The congressman who read the final vote count started playing Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles on his phone from the House floor. When I heard that that's the song that he played, I Googled quick on whether or not they had to pay the Beatles any money, and it turns out that Congress is constitutionally immune from copyright lawsuits for any actions taken during official proceedings. So the congressman who played it, Desjardins, doesn't owe the Beatles, or actually whoever owns the rights to that song, a single dollar. It's funny because restaurants paid royalties on the Happy Birthday song for 80 years, but the congressman can play whatever he wants, the Beatles, U2, it doesn't matter, on the House floor for free. Okay, anyway, back to this. So Trump has said that he will sign this bill, but the Senate still needs to vote. And they've been a little bit weird about this before, so nothing is guaranteed. But the question I keep coming back to is one that I've somehow never looked into despite changing my clocks twice a year of my entire life, which is, why do we actually do this? I will admit, it is nice in the summer where the sun doesn't set until 8:30 or sometimes later, but it still seems strange that we have to lose an hour of sleep every March and then we get it back in November. So the popular version of the origin story credits Benjamin Franklin, but Franklin was joking. So in 1784, while living in Paris, he wrote a satirical essay suggesting that Parisians could save money on candles if they woke up earlier to use natural sunlight. He proposed taxing shutters, rationing candle purchases, and firing cannons at sunrise to wake everyone up. It was a humor piece, and he really didn't propose changing the clocks. The actual origin was World War I. In 1918, as part of the war effort, Congress passed the Standard Time Act, which included a provision for daylight savings time as an energy conservation measure. The logic was that shifting an hour of daylight from the morning, when most people were asleep, to the evening, when they were active, the country would use less artificial light and save fuel for the war. Germany had adopted the same idea 2 years earlier, and most of Europe followed. After the war ended, Congress repealed daylight saving time because it was deeply unpopular, especially with farmers who had to work on the sun schedule regardless of what the clock said. It came back during World War II as wartime and stayed in effect from 1942 to 1945. After that, it became optional, and different states and cities adopted it on their own schedules, which created chaos. A 35-mile bus ride from Steubenville, Ohio to Moundsville, West Virginia, passed through 7 time changes in the 1960s because every town along the route had its own policy. Congress finally standardized it in 1966 with the Uniform Time Act, which established the spring-forward, fall-back system that we use today, with the option for states to exempt themselves entirely. Hawaii and most of Arizona took that option and have been on permanent standard time ever since. The thing that most people don't realize is that the United States already tried permanent daylight savings time, and it went so badly that Congress killed it early. So in January 1974, during the oil crisis, President Nixon signed a bill making daylight saving time year-round for what was supposed to be a 2-year experiment. The idea was the same as in 1918. More evening daylight would mean less energy consumption. The public was initially supportive, with about 79% in favor before it started. Within weeks, the enthusiasm collapsed. In northern states, the sun wasn't rising until after 8 a.m. in January and February. In some parts of the country, it was closer to 9 a.m. Kids were waiting for school buses in total darkness. Parents were terrified, and the National School Boards Association called the experiment's immediate end. A child in Florida was hit by a car walking to school in the dark, and the incident became national news. By February, approval had dropped to 42%. The experiment that was supposed to last 2 years was abandoned after 10 months. Congress then reverted to the twice-a-year system and hasn't successfully changed it since, though not for lack of trying. In 2022, the Senate actually passed a version of the Sunshine Protection Act by unanimous consent, which is a fast-track procedure that requires zero objections. After it passed, multiple senators publicly said that they would have objected if they had been paying attention, and they didn't realize the vote was happening. The bill died in the House because members said they needed more time to study it. Congress accidentally passed permanent daylight savings time, realized what they had done, and then let it expire. You might be thinking if anyone actually likes daylight saving time. Well, 75% of Americans want to stop it. The research supports them. The Monday after Spring Forward sees measurable spikes in heart attacks, strokes, workplace injuries, car accidents, and medical errors. The disruption to circadian rhythms, which is your body's internal clock, is real and documented. Even small sleep disruptions, like losing a single hour, produce measurable effects on attention, reaction time, and judgment for days afterwards. I need to see how they got this figure, but one analysis estimated that the health costs of the time change alone total about $626 million per year. Look, it's really easy to say a system is terrible, but what do we actually replace it with? So the Sunshine Protection Act locks the country into permanent daylight savings time, which means more evening light year-round, but also means later sunrises in winter. In December, under permanent DST, the sun wouldn't rise in New York until about 8:15 a.m. In Detroit, it would be closer to 9 a.m. And in parts of Alaska, you wouldn't see sunlight until late morning. The American Academy of Sleep Medicine has actually come out against permanent daylight saving time, arguing that permanent standard time is the healthier option because it aligns better with the body's natural circadian rhythm, which is calibrated by morning light exposure. That's why the medical establishment wants permanent standard time. Congress just voted for permanent daylight saving time, and the difference matters more than most people realize. So standard time gives you brighter mornings and earlier sunsets. Daylight saving time gives you darker mornings and later sunsets. By the way, you should just choose whichever one sounds better to you. Because one is better for your biology, the other is better for after-work barbecues. The country has to choose, and the bill that just passed chose barbecues. Me personally, I think I would vote for standard time, which would give me brighter mornings and earlier sunsets. There's just something about walking outside in the morning that I absolutely love. But back to Congress's decision, the irony is that the original reason for daylight saving time, which is energy conservation, has been largely debunked by modern research. Studies have shown that the energy savings are minimal to non-existent because whatever electricity we save on lighting in the evening, we end up spending on heating in the darker mornings and air conditioning in the longer, hotter afternoons. It's just wild to me that a war measure from 1918 that was supposed to save fuel has actually been running on inertia for over a century, and the bill Congress just passed doesn't eliminate the outdated policy. It just makes it permanent. So a quick recap of what we talked about. The House voted 308 to 117 on Tuesday to make daylight saving time permanent, ending the twice-a-year clock change. Daylight saving started as a World War I energy conservation measure in 1918 and has been running on inertia ever since. The U.S. already tried permanent daylight savings in 1974 and abandoned it after 10 months because kids were going to school in the dark. In 2022, the Senate accidentally passed it by unanimous consent and then let it die when senators realized what they'd voted for. 75% of Americans want to stop changing clocks, but the medical establishment wants permanent standard time while Congress just voted for permanent daylight savings, and the two are not the same thing. Permanent standard time gives you brighter mornings and earlier sunsets, and permanent daylight savings gives you darker mornings and later sunsets, just to remind you. Hawaii and most of Arizona already opted out and have been fine. The energy savings that justified the whole system have been debunked by modern research. A policy from 1918 that nobody likes and that doesn't accomplish its original purpose is about to become permanent law. And the congressman who announced it played Here Comes the Sun on his phone without having to pay any royalties. Stay informed, stay curious, and as always, we will see you tomorrow.